You are now listening to the Heroes for Sale podcast. Whether you are a new collector or a seasoned pro, on a daily basis, I cover topics to help you grow your hobby knowledge and strategies to make you money in the market. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. So on today's episode, it's more of just a reminder for everybody that the off season for a couple different sports is coming up quickly. It's September, which means that, well, baseball still has like 3-ish months. Basketball, people are being eliminated. The teams are being eliminated. It's the playoffs. Hockey, you know, I'm not so in tune with the hockey market, so I don't know if this happens. But, you know, I've seen, like, you know, granted, I've seen like 2 or 3 people talk about this. So it's not like, I see people overreacting on Twitter, on Instagram, and they'll say a bunch of people are talking about a certain topic when it's actually like one or two people. So, you know, I've seen 1 or 2 people talk about it, and they have been talking about the crash. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I think people forget, and sometimes I think, I don't know if people purposely don't remember a certain thing so they can talk about it on the internet, but like it feels like if we continue to see people talk about the crash in basketball cards, I'm 100% convinced that they're just forgetting that during the off season typically cards are a bit lower. So now I do also think there are some caveats to this discussion, because I think last summer or last off season for basketball, you know, you could have bought realistically anything for, compared to these prices, dirt cheap. So, you know, I don't know what people are considering a, like, I don't know where prices are going to go, because I also think that we're seeing the hobby is much different than it was back in 2019, summer of 2019, even summer 2018, where the hobby is so much different than it was back then that we may see some different trends this off season than we have other off seasons. Also, the next NBA season starts in like 2 months. So I also think that taking that into consideration, 2 or 3 months, I think December, so 3 months, whatever. But I think also that needs to be taken into consideration as well. Like, but we have seen some drops in some big cards. So, I mean, like I talked about, we saw drops in the Mbappe cards. We saw some Luka drops. We saw Donovan Mitchell got eliminated the other night, so his cards dropped a little bit. I mean, Zion dropped. Zion, De'Aaron Fox. Like, all of these big names in the hobby have all seen decreases in their card prices. You know, I think you could make the argument that, like, certain players maybe, I think you're going to see when the season comes back, a lot of these players are going to, they're going to get, people are going to be buying their cards. Because after the season's over, and I think on the Slab Stocks podcast, they, something that they brought up that I thought was pretty interesting was, like, there's going to be season rankings, there's going to be fantasy rankings, there's going to be all these things, and, like, Luka is going to be at the top of most of these. Like, there's going to be next year's MVP. Like, they're going to have the MVP conversation for this year, and I don't know when they're announcing it. I know they've been doing, I don't know if it's, like, every other night or whatever they're doing, but I know they did the Defensive Player of the Year, which was Giannis, and the Most Improved Player of the Year, which was Brandon Ingram. Which I guess, I mean, I can't really say one way or the other if I think that's correct. I think that, I don't know who's going to win MVP. I don't know if they're going to give Giannis both trophies. I think if we're talking about the regular season, Giannis was probably the best player in the regular season. So I would think that they would give him the MVP. I thought he was going to get the MVP and then someone else was going to get the Defensive Player of the Year. But so I don't know. Maybe they'll give him both trophies. Maybe they won't. So, but I mean, Luka, he might win MVP. I think he was phenomenal as well. Like, crazy scorer, crazy on the court. I mean, he, you know, I think most valuable player, I think, is purposefully vague in a way that's like, is it the best player or is it the player that's most valuable to their team and the best? Like, you know, it's vague from that standpoint, so you can't be... You can continue, like, because the NBA, they're not like, they want the argument slash they want the conversation of who should win to continue. So, and because it's not like, if they were to just say, hey, it's whoever has the most points, it's like, whoever has the most points, best player, and that's the award. That's, I don't think they wouldn't want something like that, because then there's no argument of who should get the award. So, I think this offseason, I think realistically we're, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see, because baseball sort of is having like a regular, is going to have a regular offseason. Football had a totally regular offseason, one of the only sports to do that. But I mean, they finished up obviously in February because of the Super Bowl. And I think that there are, I think now is a decent opportunity if you want to get into some football cards to get into it, because the thing that I think helps collectors is that there's no preseason game. So, you know, we would be like, the NFL season starts in like a week. Like, I think it starts like next Thursday. So, I mean, that's crazy to think that like we are already, like, we're already past the point where this would be the last week of preseason. It'd be week four of preseason. So that's pretty crazy to think. But without these preseason games, we haven't seen rookies, which is unfortunate. We haven't seen, like, random people kind of come into the fray of, are they going to be good for their team this year or whatever. Sorry. And I think that's... there's another opportunity for another week or so to kind of get in on some players. I mean, you know, I don't know if you want to... Like, I think I talked about this... I mean, a while ago, like when I saw Lamar Jackson cards were $1,200, I didn't particularly like buying Lamar Jackson at $1,200 because I don't know what his ceiling is, first of all, like where his cards can go. Because it's like, if you look at like Michael Vick, you know, Michael Vick had a pretty good career. He had one season where he basically did what Lamar Jackson did. But I don't think he never, like, Michael Vick never won like a Super Bowl, and he was always like a top quarterback. But I feel like I think you look at his cards specifically, and I think you're gonna start to see legend cards and players like older cards go up. I think Michael Vick is like a cultural icon, so I don't know. I mean, I think Michael Vick is an interesting player. You know, there's obviously going to be people that say, like, well, no, you know, Michael Vick has that issue with the dog fighting and he went to jail. But then he, like, came back to the NFL and he played pretty well. Like, he played for the Eagles, played for the Falcons. I don't think he played for any other team. But, you know, he played pretty well. So I think, like, a player like Michael Vick is an interesting long-term play where, you know, his Madden player from Madden 2004, I think, is going to be like how it's going to be talked about. That specific year's Michael Vick player is going to be talked about how I think Bo Jackson from Tecmo Bowl is going to be talked about in the future. Because I remember playing that game. He was like, if someone chose the Falcons, you were like, oh, you're trolling right now. Like, this is not going to be fair. Like, you're just going to be running around with the quarterback, because because he also threw the ball pretty well, and he had like 99 speed, which was just ridiculous. So, you know, I think Michael Vick is something that thinking about just now, because I just am kind of comparing him to Lamar Jackson. I think that's, because I also think Lamar Jackson cards have gone up. Like, they might be around 1,500, but either way, I still think that price for him is bad, and I think that you can put that 1,500 into other stars. I mean, I you know, I've listened to Stacking Slabs, and they've talked about how they think that running backs and quarterback or running backs and wide receivers are going to go up. Like, I think that I agree with that completely. Like, and that's something I've talked about a couple times as well. I also think that's because I think hobby rules are going to be broken. I think that, I don't know if I talked about this specifically, because I tweeted this out like a while ago, and this was after listening to the Card Talk pod with Tyler and Card Collector 2 and Lou. They had talked about something with the NFL, and I don't remember if they specifically said that what they were saying. I think they were talking about wide receivers and running backs, and it kind of got me thinking that rules within the hobby are going to change, and they're going to be broken by new people coming in. Because I don't remember if I talked about this, but either way, I'm gonna talk about it. So I think people are gonna come in, like football collectors, they're gonna come in and they're not going to care that running back, they're not gonna care that quarterbacks are typically the most important player. And I think we're starting to see it with like a player like with Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. I think we're starting to see a resurgence based off of what I've seen from their cards, specifically in those two positions. Because those players, you know, granted, they're not the quarterback. They're not the most important player on the team. But they're the ones that are out there making the plays. Like, they're the ones that are getting on the SportsCenter top 10. And so collectors and people within the hobby are going to come back in, or they're going to come in for the first time, and they're going to look at Lamar Jackson, or they're going to look at Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to say, a Patrick Mahomes card is $6,000 or $7,000 or $5,000. I forget exactly, but I know it's in that range. A Lamar Jackson card is $1,500, $2,000, and a Saquon Barkley card is only like $300, $400. And even then, you could find, if you're not talking the top guys, you could take a step below. You could look at a guy like Alvin Kamara, who isn't in that. He's a superstar. He's a superstar level type player. And his cards are even cheaper than the Barkleys or the Christian McCaffreys, which I think Christian McCaffrey has a chance to kind of revolutionize how, not even revolutionize, but he has a chance to be like a all-time player, I think at least, based off of how he runs and how he can catch the ball out of the backfield. So I think people are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, I want the player that's my favorite player isn't even Lamar Jackson or isn't even Patrick Mahomes. It's Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey. So I'm going to just buy them. And it's a plus that it's just cheaper. So for them, they're going to look at it and they're going to say, it's a plus. So I forget exactly how I got into talking about football. I think it was mostly just that they had a regular offseason. So maybe just that it's a good opportunity to buy, I think, because of how the season's coming up and how there's no preseason games. So I guess I think the original point was that the football had a regular offseason. So we're seeing kind of regular trends go on within football, but with no preseason, I think that's great for collectors of cards. Also, I feel like there's just, without any games, there's no football highlights to really watch. Like, you're only really watching highlights of practice, which are kind of cool, if I'm completely honest. Because, like, some of the teams are practicing inside their stadium. Like, I saw the Arizona Cardinals were practicing inside their stadium. And it was kind of cool to watch them. Like, I saw a clip of them watching, or a clip of them playing on the field with no people in the stands. And I thought that was kind of cool. And I don't know if all teams have announced they're not going to have fans in the stands just yet. I would imagine so far most teams won't, at least for September and then maybe October. I don't know. For the Patriots, they're going to have to figure out a way to get people not to tailgate. Like, that's going to be, I think, one of the bigger issues. Like, I don't think it's going to be exactly fans within the stands themselves. Because, like, Patriots tailgating is, like, almost just as popular as going to the games. Like, there's people who just go to tailgate, and then they either pull up a big screen or they live in the area and then they tailgate and then they go home and watch the game. Like that's a thing that happens. I don't know, and I think that's probably a thing that happens maybe other places. It's just that leading up to Foxborough in the stadium, there's like a long road, which is like a mile and a half to 2 miles long, that just has parking lot after parking lot after parking lot and business after business after business that allows people to park in their parking lot. And then there's like these huge vacant lots that I'm guessing are not really vacant lots. They're just parking lots. But there's these huge wide open parking lots where that's where people tailgate. So, I mean, that's not that doesn't really have anything to do with what I'm talking about. But I think it's cool and they're going to have to figure that out. But back to we've got the off season coming up for basketball. So do I think that if like Luka cards have gone down to like 1600 ish is the last time that I checked. I think it was yesterday. Do I think those are going to go back up? Yeah, probably. I mean, I think people are talking about a crash. Like couple people are talking about a crash. Like they're forgetting, or maybe they don't, you know, and actually, maybe let me give them the benefit of the doubt. They may not even know that during the offseason cards go down, because they may have gotten into this. They may have gotten into cards when, during the season, like they could have got in at, or they could have got in. No, I don't know, but I think they could have got in when, not during an offseason. You know, I think also a thing to think about is that, like, last summer, Luka cards were, like, $70. So, like, that's a point that I think is important to mention, because we've seen the market essentially continuously go up, and we haven't, this is, set, other than the coronavirus, other than in March and early April, when we did see a little bit of correction and we saw some cards go down a little bit, we haven't seen really any type of decreases in some of the major superstar level players. So I think as the playoffs continue to go on, we will see like these stars that are on these teams maybe go down, and then maybe I guess we'll probably see some of the other cards continue to go up. You know, if the Clippers sweep Denver, I think that is going to hurt Jamal Murray's cards. You know, that'll probably decrease them a little bit. I mean, Jamal Murray was ridiculous in that Denver Jazz series, and Denver won. So they've got another series, but like I think the Clippers, like, I mean, that's like everybody's team, and I think that, I don't know, I think people also forget this sometimes. They forget that, like, sometimes teams just play bad. That doesn't mean they're a bad team. Like, Paul George isn't a bad player. Like, he had a couple bad playoff games, and then people clowned on him, and then he came out and had a good game. Like, he's a good player. But, like, just because he had a couple bad games doesn't make him a bad player. Same with teams. Like, the Raptors-Celtics series Celtics are up 2-0, which, depending on when you're listening, that could be different. But right when I'm recording it, Celtics are up 2-0. That doesn't mean the Raptors are bad. That also doesn't mean that the Celtics are going to go on and win the championship. Now, I think they could. I think, as a Celtics fan, maybe I'm a little bit biased. But I think, like, there's no way. Like, the Celtics in the playoffs right now are 6-0. They swept They swept Philadelphia. I don't think they're going to sweep the Raptors. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think people, and I think sports media can kind of fall into this trap sometimes where they don't actually think something. And I think with the way that the news cycle works, they can just say something outrageous, and then, like, the next week, they can say the complete opposite thing, and people will forget that they said the first thing because of how quickly the news cycle and how quickly clips and things that people say go viral and all that stuff. So I think that, like, if people are coming out and being like, yeah, the Clippers are terrible, or, oh, Paul George is terrible, those same people are probably going to come out if the Clippers sweep the Nuggets and be like, Clippers are great. They're going to win. Paul George is a great player. Like, the same people will probably say that. And no one's really going to bat an eye. And, you know, granted, if it's someone like Stephen A. Smith or someone like Colin Cowherd or Skip Bayless, like, you know, they're hypocritical all the time and they contradict themselves all the time. So, like, who's to say? Also, they're making predictions. And I think making predictions is hard because if they were good at making predictions, they would be in the front office somewhere. They wouldn't be talking on the TV or on the radio. So I think that's something also to think about. Like, making predictions is not an easy thing to do. And to be right is almost impossible. Like, and you're making predictions every single day. It's almost, you're not going to be right 100% of the time. Now, granted, there are times where they're probably just saying stuff to go viral now, because that's what sports media and that's what the media does. Like, they don't necessarily care that they're wrong, because it's like, I'm making $1 million on TV, so how wrong am I? Like, how wrong are the predictions that they're making have gotten them to this point. So, and that's not from being right. That's from being viral, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, Skip Bayless isn't Skip Bayless if he doesn't make these ridiculous predictions and is wrong half the time. Because the other thing that's for them is they don't have to be right or wrong. They just have to say the most viral thing. And then if they're right, they're right. Who cares? But if they're wrong, then people just clown on them. And then the clip goes re-viral and it's like a cycle. So, you know, whatever. So we've got NBA playoffs. Teams are getting the boot. They're going to be leaving the bubble soon. I think that also you're going to see teams when we get down to the end here. Now we're in the final eight teams. There's the two, four in each conference, which I think it's like the first four seeds in each conference went through. I don't think that really matters, but either way, I think we're going to see probably teams go down and then not really try as hard, because they're like, well, we probably aren't going to win, which actually, maybe not. I think I take that back, because the Jazz were just down. The Jazz were up 3-1. Denver came back, won three games in a row. Also, now, I don't know how closely anybody else follows referees in the NBA. The NBA knows exactly what they're doing when they're assigning the referees. The Utah Jazz have not... The referee last night for that game, and this will be probably my last point, and it's kind of a wild point, but it's probably the last point of the podcast. The Utah Jazz last night were assigned the head referee that they had not won a game with this guy as the head referee in 7 years or something like that. It was like 7 years. So you're going to tell me that the NBA doesn't... The NBA knows that, so they know what they're doing. Whatever. Okay, never mind. Forget it. That gets back to my point that I talked about maybe last week about how I think the NBA is pulling a little bit... They're kind of pulling some strings, because they're not going to let things get... They're not going to let the games or the series not go the way they want. Whatever. Tony Brothers was the referee for the Celtics last night, and that they almost lost because every other call was a close call that went against the Celtics at the beginning of the game. Now, granted, there were a pretty big free throw disparity with the Celtics getting a lot of them. But either way, so that's kind of... I mean, I'm here to remind people that there's the offseason. So if you're seeing cards that you own go down, don't panic. And also, Aaron from Slapstocks had a phenomenal point where he said, don't panic and buy other cards in the bubble, because you're doing the opposite of what you should be doing. You're selling low and buying high. You're selling low on players being eliminated. You're buying high on players that are still playing that probably will... They could go up, but you're also looking at then if they get eliminated, their cards are then going to go down too. So, you know, if you want to maybe sell and go into some football, or maybe you want to sell and you want to get into some baseball, or you want to just sell and get your money out and maybe you made a bunch of profit, like, that's also fine. Like, don't feel like you can't sell because it's like, oh, well, you know, if it's Luka, like, maybe don't sell Luka's cards. That's what I'll say. But if it's a player like, you know, I don't know. Or, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, too. I think Donovan Mitchell, in my opinion, is a superstar. And I think he's a future superstar, like a top five player in the league, in my opinion. I think future top five, like we're talking maybe 5 years down the road, I think we're talking Luka, Tatum, Giannis, and Donovan Mitchell, I think, is in that conversation. I think Trae Young could be in that conversation. I think Ja could be in that conversation. I think, let's see, I think Ben Simmons could be in that conversation. I think, who else? I mean, 5 years down the road, I'm assuming that a lot of the stars in the league are now are retired. So, like, I'm not including, like, I think in 5 years from now, I think a player like a Jimmy Butler is going to be retired. I think LeBron's going to be retired. I think, like, maybe James Harden will be retired, maybe 5 to 6-ish years. But I think when you're looking at superstars down the road, that's kind of what I'm looking at if I were to be buying any of these players, because now the prices have gotten a little bit higher. You know, if you were buying last summer, I think there's a lot more room for error. There was a lot more room for you to guess incorrectly. Now I think you're kind of, the prices of these Prism cards are getting a little bit higher, and you're going to see a lot of, I don't know, I think there's going to be like 2018, 2019 rookies that a lot of people have that are going to not be good. Like if you look at drafts and how hyped up every single year, every prospect in the draft is hyped up. Just think about that. Like, go back to any draft and look at it, and there's like 3 to 4, maybe 5 players that really stood out in that draft that like come into the league, and then the rest of the draft is just, they're nobodies. They're not good. So I think it's dangerous how people are talking about players from these last few years, borderline players that have to go on and have Hall of Fame careers for their cards to really go up higher than they are. Because, like, for the most part, 2018, 2019 rookies are some of the most expensive cards on the market. But, like, some of them aren't going to turn out to be good. So, like, that's another podcast that I'll do that I want to talk about. But so that's all I've got for this episode. Wow, 27 minutes. Didn't expect that to be so long. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Thank you to everybody on Spotify. If you're listening on iTunes, you want to leave a review and subscribe and download the episodes. I don't know if that helps, but if it does, maybe if you could do that, that'd be cool. I don't know. Or don't, if you need to save some space on your phone. Either way, it's fine. But if you want to leave a review, that'd be phenomenal. If you want to go follow me, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, all those good places. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.